I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver Discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Hey, welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, we always love talking about things that support veterans and especially community events because we always, people always ask us, how do we support vets? And, you know, we don't have a big organization. We don't have a gigantic company. And you don't have to. I mean, you can be one person. You can be two or three people and put on an event. And that's what we're talking about today with Aaron Bean. He's here with us from Heroes Among Us. Which is a great name. Aaron, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Randy?
Heroes Among Us. That's a great name. Tell me about the organization.
The organization was actually formed, I think, in 2010 by a civilian that was passing by Fort Riley one day and just happened to stop in and and talk with some people there, and he kind of got the ball rolling. And in 2012, 2014, he met up with General Bunning, who used to be the Adjutant General for the state of Kansas.
Yeah, yeah.
Who I served under. And he got involved and do a lot of stuff for the VA and individuals. And anyway, I got kind of involved by just supporting for many a year. And then they decided that they wanted to bring me on as a board member. And it's one of those things that I told them, if I do it, I got to do it all the way. So, you know, I'm going to push it to the limits here.
Oh, man, that's incredible. I've driven by the Big Red One many times. Never in my life did I think of stopping in. But, man, that would be incredible. We're getting ready to line up what we call Back to Bases Tour. We're going to do a 10-city tour and do the show live from 10 different bases. And that's certainly on our list. We're going to start with Fort Leavenworth. We're doing Whiteman. And so we're just lining up the bases now. But that's really exciting. Hey, tell me about your military background.
30 years Army. Small tour in Germany, and then did a tour in Iraq, which was beautiful.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your service, Aaron. Really appreciate that, and really appreciate what you guys are doing with this annual golf tournament, which is coming up on September 12th, right?
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about that.
This is our main event for the year to get monies so support. What we do is we're not like Wounded Warriors. We don't have, you know, that big a draw, but what sets us apart is that if somebody comes to us and needs help, usually within 24 hours, we can have him or her vetted and have the money to them to take care of the needs that they have right then and there.
Wow.
Whether it's a car repair or, you know, electric bill or, you know, something that's, you know, they gotta have something to get them by until they can get something set up with somebody else. And that's our key right there.
Yeah, I love that because, that's life, right? I mean, that's what happens. And you're right. So many of these larger organizations, and we partner with 24 of the best ones. But it does, sometimes they can't really turn on a dime like that. And
Right.
Yeah. By the time you get it figured out, the problem, you know, it's a bigger problem. So, that's so cool that you guys are doing that.
Give the support. And, you know, in many cases, like when I had my business, you know, General Bunning would contact me and say, hey, I've got this individual that needs assistance on his car. Can you help out? And, you know, 9 times out of 10, we were able to assist the soldier or emergency technician. You know, we're not just veterans. I'm a combat wounded veteran, but we assist in sheriffs, police, emergency personnel, wow. You know. So we try to hit everybody, first responders.
So how long have you been doing the golf tournament, and where is it?
This is our seventh annual.
Seventh annual. And where's it going to be?
It's going to be at Dub's Dread there in Piper.
In Piper, Kansas, and
yes.
Dub's Dread, which, by the way, it's properly named. I have played that golf course. In fact, I played that golf course on the longest day of golf, where they take it all the way back to the tips. There was a legendary pro there named Jugs McSpadden for many years. And, man, I'll tell you what, I think from the tips, I want to say it's over 8,500 yards, something like that.
It's still one of the longest courses and nicest courses in Kansas. I mean, there's no doubt in our minds.
Yeah, that's it's a great place for a tournament. September 12th, where do people go to find out more information, and do you still have room for some teams?
We have some room for some teams. Best way to get through to us is haumidwest.org. And that'll direct them right towards the, you know, donation or go into the event, which is the golf tournament, and they can get it set up right there online.
Well, and that's the other thing too. If you can't make it out to play the tournament, certainly a donation would be something you could do and support all of the kind of the, it's almost like the gap filling that you guys do.
Right. And, you know, like I say, we've never really we finally got things kind of set up to where we can get, you know, like a monthly donation or anything like that.
Sure.
Anything welcome. I mean, you know, there's a lot of need and, you know, when a soldier or a policeman or whatever, you know, they don't have the time, you know, they're thinking about other things. They need the assistance. They don't need to be, well, it's going to be 2 months before I can get through to Wounded Warriors or,
right.
You know,
right. Right.
Because that's the key right there is getting them taken care of because, you know, right now, I mean, what is it? 72%, I think is, average number of, veterans that, you know, commit suicide. You know, it's an astronomical.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a crazy figure, and everybody's, you know, trying to figure out. But you're I like the way you said that, Aaron, because what that does, and we talk about this on the show a lot, too, those little problems that mount up that increasingly, you know, give you stress. You take some of those away, well, now you've got less stress, and now you've got less reason to do anything, you know, dangerous. And
right.
It's so important, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, being a combat wounded veteran myself, you know, I understand, you know, the stress that it takes. Mm. You know, some people aren't as strong that can handle it. And, you know, one little thing might trip that,
right.
You know,
that's yeah.
what we're out for.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And how was your transition out?
My transition out wasn't too bad. I mean, you know, I was wounded in Iraq and was able to continue functioning my job while I was in Iraq. So, you know, the biggest thing is the demons that follow, you know, and yeah. I've been able to handle that real well. And I've got a support group. And like I say, General Bunning's probably been the key to the support group. And so
nice,
you know,
nice to have a general on your side.
You betcha.
Well, so if you go to Heroes Among Us, it's HAUMidwest.org, if I have that right.
Yep.
And you can check out the golf tournament, check out what these guys do. How much have you raised in 7 years?
I think right now I'm not sure. I'm not the treasurer or anything like that. I think somewhere around, we're holding in the account somewhere around 40,000 right now. I mean, we're not a big industry or a big, fundraise, you know, we're trying.
Well, hey, listen, you know, the problems that people have are, I don't care how big they are, they're big to them. And so if somebody needs something from you guys and you throw them a couple $100 or whatever they need to cover the problem, I mean, it doesn't matter the amount. You've yep. solved the problem, right?
Yep. And, you know, we're affiliated with the Veterans Court in Johnson County, and, you know, we're getting our name out a little bit more and more so that we can assist more and more.
Well, you're on this show now.
You bet.
That's
you
what
bet.
I'm talking about.
I appreciate that.
Come on.
Our, the person that done our website is affiliated with you, and that's how we got, you know, word of mouth is how.
Listen, Katie O'Neill, who is, and if you ever meet Katie, don't become friends with her because she will, she will just come after you with everything and everybody. I asked her, for something the other day, just very simple request. And by the time I had finished talking to her, I had donated to two organizations and agreed to do three interviews. So that's just, you know, that's how she is, right?
Yes, she is. She's the best.
Well, hey, good luck at the golf tournament. Thank you for talking to us, Aaron.
You bet, Randy.
You guys are welcome on this show anytime, and we'll certainly get the word out.
Alrighty, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Hey, as a veteran, you understand how crucial it is to be connected to loved ones, and T-Mobile is committed to helping your community stay connected. With exclusive wireless plan discounts for military and veteran families, those who serve save with T-Mobile. And beyond savings, T-Mobile is proud to be a military-friendly employer and has hired 10,000 veterans and military spouses, and they're not stopping there. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more about their commitment to military and veteran families.
Step into softness with the carpet upgrade from The Home Depot. Our stylish choices and simple prices make selecting new carpet simple. With our total project price match guarantee and installation starting just 49 cents per square foot, nobody beats our prices. Enjoy our everyday low prices on carpet with the softness and durability to take on anything life throws its way. Refresh with new carpet today from the Home Depot. Base price for standard installations only. Exclusions apply. For licenses, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, welcome back to the National Defense. Listen, if you are in a New York state of mind right now, or maybe you're settling into a bottle of white, bottle of red, you know we're talking about Billy Joel. And there's a great new documentary out on HBO Max, part one and two, and it's called Billy Joel and So It Goes. Emmy Award winners and the creative forces behind it, Susan Lacy and Jessica Levin, are with us here. And Susan, let me start with you. When you got started on this project, were you already a huge Billy Joel fan?
I was not a non-fan. I really didn't know that much about Billy Joel when I started this, which may sound unusual, but I have been known for making films about artists and music for many, many years, over 40 years. So I was approached by Tom Hanks's company and Sean Hayes's company to make this film. And I jumped in feet first. It's been a wonderful act of discovery for me, a journey of discovery, because I really grew to love his music, particularly his ballads. I think they are some of the most beautiful music written in this era, we uncovered a lot of stuff about Billy that really hadn't been explored in anything about him before. There's never been a really definitive piece about Billy. This is the first one, but even though he's been out there in the public eye for 50 years, this film reveals many things about him that I think most people, including diehard fans, probably don't know. This is a film made for both fans and for people who have the question of why Billy Joel, and there are those.
Yeah, I can imagine so. And Jessica, I think a lot of those reasons that we don't know a lot about Billy Joel is because he has always seemed to be a very private guy. I mean, I've probably seen him in concert now, I don't know, 5 or 6 times. But you'd never really, heard an interview. You never really heard a lot about his background behind the scenes. And so how'd you talk him into this?
Luckily, he didn't need too much talking. I think he was ready to do the project, but it's true that he's been in the public eye for 50 years, and I think some of that experience with the press and talking about himself hasn't been great. So I think his guard was up a tiny bit when he started, but due to the incredible interviewing skills and the trust that Susan Lacy built with him, he grew to understand that this project was going to be a very deep exploration of him as an artist. So he, as time went on, Susan did over 10 interviews with Billy, and probably about 20 hours. So by the time he got about halfway through, I think he realized, boy, we're going to go deep here. And he realized that he needed to go deep as well. And he did. And he was very courageous about it. And he told Susan at the beginning of the project, just tell the truth. And that's what we tried to do. And Billy didn't see the film until it was complete. And he, I think, felt that he learned something about, even about himself, by watching the film.
Yeah, I bet that's true. We're talking to Emmy Award winners Susan Lacy and Jessica Levin here with National Defense, the new documentary, two parts, Billy Joel and So It Goes on HBO Max. And so, Susan, what was the most surprising thing that you learned about him?
Well, I didn't realize that he was such a musical savant. I mean, he, from the time he was a little boy, you know, 6 years old, he could hear something and sit down with piano and play it. He was a sponge for music. His father was a classical pianist, so classical music was a huge part of his early life. His mother listened to the radio all the time, so he had all these great musical influences. And I hadn't realized the degree to which he had taken all of these different genres, from classical to jazz to the American songbook, which he was heavily influenced by, and incorporated that into his music, compositionally and structurally, and melodically. He wrote beautiful, beautiful melodies. I did not know the degree to which classical music was in such an important part of his life, and we connected about that because my mother is also a classical pianist. So I grew up listening to the music that he loved the most, which is the German, the romantic piano music, and very influenced by that. I did not know about his ancestor story, his Holocaust story, which is also most people don't know about. It's a really surprising part of night two. I didn't know how funny he was. I mean, he's really enjoyable to spend time with. He's very funny. But he is a complex person. He's had a messy life, which he took a while to get him to be comfortable talking about, but he eventually did. He pretty much opened up. I mean, I always say that I've made films about a lot of people over the years, and they're about, I think everybody has about 10 layers. And if you can get through 7 of them, you've done a good job. I think we did that with him. But there's always some hidden layers with everybody.
Oh, that is so That is so cool. And, you know, for fans of Billy Joel, Jessica, does he talk to, maybe in part two, about this brain disorder that he was diagnosed with?
Well, the diagnosis happened after we were well finished with the film.
Okay.
So, we do wish him well, and we know that he's spending time with his family. This is what he needs to be doing right now. And he's a really resilient guy, and, you know, we hope that he will be back, on the road to recovery.
Well, I mean, what a great exploration about a guy that really deserves it. And, you know, he is a musical legend, musical icon. I think he's one of the best songwriters that we've ever seen. And so, you know, I can't wait to see this documentary, Billy Joel and So It Goes. And it's part one and two on HBO Max.
Thank you so much for having us.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we're so excited to talk to Jesus Delgado Jenkins. He's Executive Vice President and Chief Merchandising Officer for 7-Eleven, where he leads digital merchandising and merchandising operations, including category management analytics, new product introductions, new category, profit center development. He does it all. He does it all. And he's a West Point grad. Jesus, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. You're too generous. How's it going this morning?
Did you also invent the Slurpee?
No, I didn't. I didn't quite do that. However,
yes,
in 2017, we were the first company to do a drone delivery, like a paid for drone delivery.
I remember that.
We delivered a Slurpee and a hot dog to a customer, so it was great.
So,
but that was 6 or 7 years ago. We were a little bit ahead of ourselves, but that's okay.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, you have been with 7-Eleven now for a while, and we'll get into that, but I want to hear about your military background, man.
Well, listen, just a little bit about myself and my family. My parents escaped from Cuba in 1963. My dad was 24. My mom was 20. My mom was 8 months pregnant. I was born 4 weeks later. And my parents always taught me to appreciate the country, to be patriotic, to serve and give and help others. So as I was growing up, I developed this need to get back, some way to either serve or give back for this great opportunity that me and my family got. And so I decided to go to West Point. I loved the numbers. I loved engineering. I got a bachelor's in mechanical engineering, aerospace. And then when I went into the military, I still wanted to do things with numbers and engineering. So I went into the Corps of Engineers. And I spent four and a half years in the Corps of Engineers. Yeah, it was really cool building things, blowing them up, building bridges, blowing up bridges. It was a lot of fun. And so I spent most of that time in West Germany at the time, Germany today, leading troops. I had two platoons. My largest platoon was about 80 troops. And then I was a executive officer of a combat heavy engineer company. And it was great. I had a blast leading soldiers, working with soldiers, partnering with my other commissioned officers. It was just a great time. I love the military and love traveling. And then in 1991, I decided to retire. The Berlin Wall had come down, and I kind of felt like my mission had been accomplished. But I decided to stay in the reserves. So I served in the reserves through 1999, after I got out of active duty, and then decided to, retire. And went into the private sector in 1990. So, yeah, it was a short-lived career, but I packed a lot in.
How cool.
I met a lot of great people. The soldiers inspired me every day to lead and to work harder. And it was just a great all-around time.
Well, number one, thank you for your service. We're talking to Jesus Delgado Jenkins, Executive Vice President, Chief Merchandising Officer for 7-Eleven, Inc. You're actually the second West Pointer that I've talked to today. We have a lot of people come on that have connections to the military, obviously, but even entertainers. I don't know if you remember the show Northern Exposure. But there is
I remember that show.
Yeah, it's a great show. Janine Turner was on that show, and she came on. Her dad was a graduate of West Point, Turner Gaunt, Air Force hero. So, man, when you get two West Pointer references in the same day, you're doing pretty good.
That's great, Randy.
Hey, so I want to talk to you about I had no idea. I had no idea about 7-Eleven and employment opportunities for veterans. And that's on me for not knowing that. But since I found out, it's been my mission to let you guys tell me all about this and tell our audience all about this with veterans. And I also just talked to Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs. And, his mission is to award, different kind of grants to for people trying to get into the trades. And a lot of those are veterans. But you guys have so many opportunities at 7-Eleven. What could you tell people? Why is 7-Eleven such a great place to work for veterans, and especially transitioning military?
Well, look, Randy, we've got a veteran community within 7-Eleven. We've got many, many veterans. I can't even count them on my hand. There's many to go around in a variety of different functions. We love the military. We love when veterans join the company. The leadership experience, understanding teamwork, problem solving, mission planning, mission accomplishment goes right hand in hand with many of the functions that help drive this brand. It's an iconic brand. We have 13,000 stores in North America.
Wow.
We're in the top. Yeah, we have 30. Well, we've got 80,000, almost 80,000 stores worldwide.
Oh, man.
We've got 13,000 of those in the U.S. and Canada. And it's just, and we're in the top 50 markets, the top 50 DMAs in the United States.
Wow.
But in terms of what a veteran can bring to 7-Eleven, which we understand, acknowledge, and look for, is first of all, leadership. Understanding people, understanding how to lead, motivate, and inspire. The second one is, I would put it under the label of problem solving, assessing the situation, creating the mission brief, that would be the project, the project scope, and then executing it. Through organization, discipline, anticipating obstacles and roadblocks, attention to detail. Those are things that are innate in a military experience that our veterans go through, basic training, advanced training, what they deal with overseas, domestic. And those experiences and skill sets that they develop over time have real application here at 7-Eleven. And it allows you to grow within 7-Eleven across a variety of different career paths. You can be in operations and help run stores. You can be in construction to help build stores. You can be in maintenance and facilities. You can be in information technology or digital. You can be in merchandising, helping to bring out new products, launch new services in our stores. So the match between what challenges we have as an organization to serve our communities and the specific skill sets that veterans develop and bring with them, their toolkit, their personal toolkit that they bring with them, it's just a great marriage, you know, when they join 7-Eleven. We know how to onboard veterans. We know how to manage the transition, make them feel, make them and their families feel comfortable, and then position them for success within the company.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This Labor Day, the Home Depot is here to help you prep for the season. So no matter what you're working on, you can get your backyard ready for all the fall festivities. Refresh your garden with savings on a wide selection of colorful mums. Liven up your outdoor space with vibrant string lights. And find the perfect grill for your backyard barbecues this season from our wide selection of grills under $300. Get your fall project started this Labor Day at the Home Depot.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Markit CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Refresh your garden at Turtle Bay Garden Nursery's Fall Plant Sale on Saturday, October 4th. Save 20 to 30% on native and drought-tolerant plants, all propagated on site and ready to thrive in our climate. Turtle Bay members get early access on Saturday, October 4th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with the sale open to the public from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive at the west entrance of the gardens. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale, Saturday, October 4th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
Merchants and Coast Guard, et cetera, they have the same thing. But in terms of what our values are, we value three things. Our customers, anticipate their needs, surprise and delight them, serve the communities. Our stores and each other, you know, build talent, continue to formulate different new ways of collaborating, engage and inspire each other as we get through challenges. And then the greater good, serve a higher purpose other than yourself. And that comes straight from the military.
Right.
Many individuals that join the military, they're looking to serve a higher purpose, serve someone other than themselves. So those three values, I think, go hand in hand with what veterans experience and value. And then the other one, Randy, would be our leadership principles. We've got seven of them. The first one is be customer obsessed. Understand the customer, align resources and your planning and your anticipation around serving their needs. Hmm. The second one is be courageous with your point of view. And you're trained to do that in the military.
Right.
When you've got to deliver hard news, but it's going to save lives, people step up. That's what they're expected to do. We expect the same thing. And so when I've worked with veterans within 7-Eleven, it's just something that they feel good about, you know, telling it like it is. We respect that. We want and need that. And so they feel comfortable being a part of that kind of team. And the next ones I'll just list out, and we can talk about them if you want. The third one is challenge the status quo. Never be satisfied with what's currently going on. Always want to do better. Act like an entrepreneur. We expect you to be creative. Have the it can be done attitude. Now, Randy, that's another one. In the military, we train to accomplish the mission. No matter what foreseen right. or unforeseen obstacles come across your path, the it can be done attitude is just as military as it's just as alive in the military as it is here at 7-Eleven. And then the last two, do the right thing and hold yourself accountable. These are values and principles, Randy, that align with the military training, the military experience, and the military ethos. So that's why we think there's such a good match between veterans that are looking for a private sector career, a career growth path, and a culture that they can align with. And we think we fit that opportunity.
Oh man.
Zone for them.
Yeah, I love all of that, Jesus, and I don't want to go back to one of the points you made about speaking up and getting your point of view heard, because so many places you are not encouraged to do that. And you know, the other thing that we hear a lot on this show about veterans and where they work, they want to find a place they're proud to work, right? I mean, they want to find a place where they can't wait to tell you, I work at 7-Eleven and this is what I do and this is why I work there. And it just sounds like you guys have all of that in place for these veterans to fit right in.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm proud to work at 7-Eleven, but more importantly, I'm proud of the people that I work with, my colleagues that show up to work day in and day out. I mean, just for example, during the pandemic, we kept our stores open.
Yes.
And it was extremely challenging.
Yes.
I mean, it was very challenging. But we kept our stores open, and I would say north of 99%, 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Mm. We continued to deliver food, beverages, daily essentials to keep those stores supplied so that as our communities and our customers needed those things, they were able to purchase them conveniently. Whenever they needed them, we were there to serve them. So it took a military-type style orientation,
yeah,
discipline, organization to do that. It was not easy to do, right, because of all of the fears and, yeah, and concerns over the virus. We had a culture and an organization that managed to do that.
Yeah, and the other thing, Jesus, that we know about the military is they're used to pivoting. You know, that's a big word that we heard during the shutdown was pivoting, and they're so resourceful, which makes it so good. I want to say a couple of things about 7-Eleven that I know. 11,000 plus, over 11,000 veterans, and listen to this part, military spouses hired since 2018.
Oh, yeah.
I love the military spouse part of that.
We support spouses. Randy, we look for ways to make sure that the family is benefiting from the relationship, not just the employee. We think that's an important component. I know at least when I was serving the units that I was in, that was extremely critical.
Right.
We didn't just take care of the veteran. We made sure that their family was taken care of. It's a total relationship. And so we think it's just as important to hire spouses as it is the veteran themselves.
Yeah, and that's,
both are critical.
That's why for 10 consecutive years, 7-Eleven has been named a top military-friendly employer. And the one other aspect that we haven't talked about here, Jesus, is 117 veteran franchisees. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, yeah. We've got a program where we, depending on the qualification, and it's on a case-by-case basis, but we do provide some financial resources to assist veterans to obtain a franchise. Where you can,
wow,
have your own 7-Eleven. You are an owner operator of that store. And as time goes on, you can progress to own more than just one store. You could own 3 stores, 5 stores, 7 stores as you continue to mature, progress, develop skills. And if you continue to deliver on the standards that we require, there is opportunity to franchise, be a franchisee of the 7-Eleven system with not just one, but multiple stores so that you can continue to grow within your career path and to grow your financial wealth.
I mean,
you've got 117 of those. What's that?
That's just a life. I mean, you know, that's an entire life that you're talking about here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. And, you know, we also contribute to charities as well, Randy. We've done upwards of $8 million in contributions to organizations that support veterans' causes. The Johnny Mac Soldiers Fund, where we provide college funding for families whose spouse has fallen during military service. We make sure that family and those children are taken care of. Children of Fallen Patriots Foundation, UCLA's Operation Mend, the Armed Services YMCA, just to name a few.
I got to tell you, the Armed Services YMCA, we've had those guys on several times. I don't even know how they do what they do, but what a great organization for 7-Eleven to support. It's just fantastic. We're talking to Jesus Delgado Jenkins here on the National Defense, West Point grad, Executive Vice President, Chief Merchandising Officer of 7-Eleven. And, you know, it's just... It just seems to me that that is such a great fit. There are people listening right now, Jesus, that are in the active duty military, listening on Armed Forces Radio Network, and also veterans that are ready for a job. Where do they go to work for 7-Eleven?
You can go to the website, www.7-11.com. There is a link there for you to just click on, and it can take you through it.
Yes.
But if you just go to the website, you'll be able to just do one or two clicks. You'll be able to learn what types of, you know, further read information on what types of opportunities there are and how you can get actively engaged with 7-Eleven. So we can have you interview, apply for specific jobs where we have openings, et cetera.
Here's what I want to do. I want to establish a relationship with you guys where we have ongoing openings that we promote on this show for veterans.
Oh, that would be great.
And active duty military. And I just want to make that happen. I mean, it just makes too much sense for veterans to work for 7-Eleven. What would you say about some of the hot jobs right now, Jesus, that are out there for 7-Eleven?
I would say operations would be first. We have a need for individuals to lead folks in the field that are running and operating stores. What that allows is when you get onboarded, it gives you the opportunity to see the foundation of 7-Eleven, which is where everything happens at the store.
And it's all about
so
systems.
You learn how to
right?
operate
systems. I mean, that's what veterans know.
You'll learn all of our systems, how people and systems work together to serve our customers. So operations is a big one. The second one would be in IT and digital.
Yeah.
Where you get to develop platforms in accounting, finance, merchandising, operations, ordering, inventory control, all running all different aspects of the business. And then there's transportation. You'll learn how to operate a fleet of trucks to deliver fuel to the stores. There's also construction and maintenance. So, Randy, there's just such a wide scope of different career paths that I bet if you go to our website right now and you start clicking on those opportunities, you're going to find something.
Yep, absolutely. That fits what you did in the military and translates to that. And especially when you're talking about, you know, fleet operation and those kind of things, that ties right into the military. So it's just.
Hey, Randy, here's another one. Here's another one for you, just to make it easier for those folks out there that are listening.
Yeah.
If you go to careers, .7-11, you spell out the 11.com, that'll get you to the opportunities a lot quicker. So careers, careers, .7-11 spelled out, .com, that'll get you right into where you can apply for opportunities.
Yeah, and if you can't spell 11, 7-Eleven doesn't want you anyway. So, Jesus, I want to ask you something about this. Is a crazy question, but I just don't know the answer. How did 7-Eleven get its name? I mean, I get the 7 days a week.
7-Eleven started as an ice. 7-Eleven started as an ice house in 1927, and a lot of the customers kept asking, "Well, why don't you carry milk? Why don't you carry eggs?" So the store manager at the time, Johnny Green, decided to ask the owner if he could carry those products along with others. And they did so the following summer, and the rest is history. The convenience store industry was born. And then in the 1950s or 1940s, 1950s, the store began to open from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. And at that time,
okay.
That was not normal. That was not normal.
Right, right.
And the mascot was a rooster was the mascot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And so from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., that's how the name started.
That's crazy.
It was back in the late 40s, early 50s, because those were unusual hours at the time. Now we're 24/7, obviously.
Right, right. But the name's not changing to 7/24 at any time.
No.
Oh, man, that's a cool story. I just never knew that. This is, well, there's a lot of things about 7-Eleven I didn't know, and now I found out about the veteran employment opportunities. And, man, Jesus, I just can't thank you enough, man, for taking the time to come on and talk about that. And I'm serious. We want to develop a relationship where we can open all of those opportunities up for our listeners on an ongoing basis, and I'll talk to you about that.
You got it, Randy. Absolutely.
Thank you, man. We'll be right
back. All right. You have a great day.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides. from Cracker Barrel rebranding to executive orders that target the burning of the U.S. flag. We're going to delve deep on all the questions that nobody else even wants to ask. Tune in for the answers at Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Are more people learning how to game the system?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reveal 1.1 million Americans have become disabled in the last 3 months. Over 200,000 alone in July. Is America really as disabled as the data shows?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.